Elim chapter 28, Mishnah 10, Savacha Shehischilba Mipia, a hair net that he begins to make it from its mouth, and the mouth is the edge that encompasses the head, right, the part that encompasses the head. Tahira, so that is pure, that is insusceptible to impurity. Ad Shigmar Esa Kurkata, until he completes the bottom, until he completes the whole thing, it's not susceptible to impurity. And so too, Hischilba Mikurkata, if he starts from the bottom, Tohera, it's pure, ad shigmar es pure, until he finishes the mouth. So he's got to finish the whole thing, and at that point, it will become susceptible to impurity. Shavis shela, the headband, a headband that they used to use in conjunction with the hairnet, tame bifna atzmo, that was impure in and of itself. Achutin shela, and its strings, this is the strings of the hairnet that were used to tie it to the head, secure it in place. Tmei and Mishum Chibur, they are considered susceptible to impurity as attachments. They're attached to the hairnet. Savacha shenekra, if a hairnet tall, im eina makabelis es reif hasa'er, if it's not able to contain most of the hair of the woman's head, tohera, then at that point it is pure.